You're listening to 8th Right Radio News, keeping you up to date with the latest Final Fantasy XIV information. A service of the 8th Right Radio Network. Stay current by visiting our website at orzeapedia.com.
Hello and welcome to 8th Right Radio News for the week of September 19th. I'm Fusion X.
And I'm Corinth.
First up this week, Final Fantasy XIV service has started for those that purchased the Collector's Edition. Servers have been opening and closing again at several points during the week in order to keep populations more balanced across worlds.
Along with the start of service, the Lodestone is now also online. The Lodestone will be your source for information regarding the game, including maintenance announcements. The Lodestone is also where you can find player sites that were previously only available to beta testers. People are already starting to take advantage of them by posting in their blogs about what they've done so far, looking for link shells, or doing their diary in a roleplay style. You can find the latest news from Lodestone, as well as an RSS feed for it, at the top of our website in the new Lodestone Carousel. Also, stay tuned for an exciting announcement regarding Lodestone at the end of our show.
Last week at Tokyo Game Show, Final Fantasy XIV was shown in 3D, along with a number of other games as part of Sony's press conference. While some of the titles shown at the event will be in 3D, like Gran Turismo, Final Fantasy XIV was only shown as a demonstration of what can be done with 3D technology in gaming. As part of an ad campaign in Japan with Intel, producer Hiromichi Tanaka stated that they have no plans to offer the game in 3D at this time. However, if enough people ask for it, they may consider it in the future.
In addition to all of the interviews, Hiromichi Tanaka was busy on Twitter this past week, announcing that servers for the Chinese edition of Final Fantasy XIV will be housed in China, and that the service will be completely separate from the service provided to Japan, Europe, and North America. He also mentioned that Chinese IP addresses have already been blocked from the servers that run the game for the rest of the world. Many players, as well as Square Enix, are hoping this may decrease the amount of RMT in the game. Tanaka said even though RMT will still sneak into the game, Square Enix will continue to thwart their efforts.
Sunflex Europe has announced a partnership with Square Enix to bring Final Fantasy XIV branded computer accessories to Europe and North America. The first product released as part of this agreement is a USB gamepad that closely mimics the popular DualShock design. These are also the same controllers that were seen at this year's Gamescom and PAX events. No word on pricing yet, but the controller is scheduled to come out alongside the standard edition of 14 on September 30th.
The merchandise that was sold at Tokyo Game Show is now available for purchase at Square Enix's online store in Japan, North America, and Europe. At the North American store, you can pick up the Guild Leaf cell phone straps for $20 each, a two-poster set for $14, and finally, the Moogle plushie for $25. Supplies on these items are limited, so if you want one, order yours soon.
Winners have been announced for the Orzeapedia community-run contests. The winner of Midgar's Olam's Craft Your Banner contest was Potted Meat, and the winner of Violent Django's The LS Wants You contest was Lil White Rabbit. Each winner received a collector's edition of Final Fantasy XIV. If you have a contest of your own you'd like to let us know about, mail it in or PM one of our admins on the site.
This past week saw the launch of the Never Ending Quiz, in which players are given question after question until every question has been answered. Registered users of the site are also able to submit their own questions to the quiz to ensure that it goes on for a long, long time. Try it out today and see how high you can get on our leaderboard.
Sir Dane on our forums has posted up an op-ed submission discussing the importance of the Special Task Force, the group assigned to fighting real money traders as well as helping to restore stolen accounts. Forms are now available online to report suspicious behavior to the task force for investigation.
Seen something new lately? The main page of our wiki has been updated. The page now features some nice shortcuts as well as the ability to easily create a new page with a desired template. Head on over to orzeapedia.com/wiki to see the new page and make sure to keep those edits coming.
Also added this week to our wiki is the unique ability to link your Orzeapedia user page to your Lodestone character profile. Instructions to do this can be found on our blog post. After you complete the process, your character, world, discipline levels, and more will be displayed on your wiki user page.
And last but not least, two new shows of the 8th Right Radio Network premiered this week. On Community, Stake and Nell interview Ganyman and ask him about some of the new and exciting features that are coming to Orzeapedia. On Topics, Anero and Fusion talk with Tuna Piano to help you learn some wiki editing basics. If you're interested in contributing to our wiki, this is the best episode to check out. You can find more details about everything mentioned today on our website at orzeapedia.com. Make sure to check back daily to stay up to date with everything going on in the Final Fantasy XIV community. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Orzopedia. If you have a news story you'd like to submit to us, mail it in to news@Orzopedia.com.
Eighth Right Radio News is part of the Eighth Right Radio Network. To stay up to date with the latest episodes, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/aetherite_radio. You can also leave feedback on our forums or by emailing us at podcast@orzopedia.com. This has been Eighth Right Radio News. Thanks for listening.